Stadium. It's Zolak and Bertrand, sponsored by the Massachusetts Pirates on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
But baby, it's cold outside. But baby, it's cold outside. Been hoping that you drop in. I'll hold your hands, they're just like ice. Beautiful, what's your...
31 out there right now in Foxborough.
Listen to the fire.
Let's hold out, drink. Hold out there.
Beautiful. It's a bit cold.
It was damn cold last night. Very cold.
What?
Zoe's Christmas Jammy family did a parody.
Oh, the Holderness!
They did a parody of this song, too.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did. You can go watch that on your own time.
No, we can play it on our show.
No.
Oh, really?
It's terrible.
Let's take a vote.
I'm a no.
Hardy?
The Christmas Jammy song?
No. They did a parody on... No,
A new Christmas Jammy song.
Nope, not Christmas Jammy.
From the Christmas Jammy's people.
They did a parody on Baby It's Cold Outside.
Yes or no?
What do you think, Hardy?
No.
Newer politically correct version.
Go, you're overruled.
Oh, what?
Newer politically correct.
You're overruled 2-1.
Oh, I don't want to play it then. Oh, I don't like that PC crap.
Right.
617-779.
I got Rudolph on a loop running at my house.
0985. The show itself?
Yeah, that awful animation one. No, just the awful thing. Pro-life snowman.
Nothing wrong with that.
Sit down, kid. You're watching it tonight. I don't like it. It doesn't even look right.
Mike is in Providence. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How are you?
Hi, Mike.
Hey, man. Hey, the Patriots' defense is horrible. It's deplorable. I don't know how you feel about it, but when you look through week by week, there's nothing wrong with this offense. It's the defense. Brian Flores, there's been no improvement from that Super Bowl last year. Quarterbacks like Tom Brady, these guys are epic. Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, you give these guys a running game, which Tom Brady has, and you give them a formidable defense, there's no beating them.
Who'd you beat this year? So you're beating Mahomes, you're beating Cousins.
Yeah, Mahomes hung 40 on him.
Yep, beating Rodgers.
Beating Rodgers. Rodgers can't score on anyone. He has no running game in Green Bay.
Right, he's just awful.
No, he's phenomenal, but he's got he's limited.
My point is here. It's the same defense from last year. It is
right.
And anytime
that's exactly what Mike said. It's the same thing. Nothing has improved.
Tell me, other than when Bruschi and those guys were here and Ty Law back in like 01 and 03, tell me how you've won around here over the last 14 years. Was it defense or is it the quarterback and what they put around him?
Well, when you look at their best year, it was probably the year where when we beat the Eagles that year, we were winning games 24-9. They weren't exciting, offensive.
Yeah, they grounded and pounded with Corey Dillon.
Yeah, and they got a good running, but this running back is great. This kid Michelle, Brady is doing everything.
Great's too strong.
Great's too strong right now for him.
Too strong, Mike. He's not great.
I thought
who's not great?
Is that you, Jim?
Sony Michelle has the potential to be great.
Jim,
I said Brady's great. I said Brady's great. He's so dialed in. And he's stretching these. I don't want Gronk putting up touchdowns every game. I don't want him hitting Gronk.
What are you talking about?
I'm going to move on from that now.
I'll take 15 touchdowns a game to Gronk.
Should have stuck to the original point. The defense is subpar. This is his point.
Brady
is once again being asked to overcome a subpar defense and carry a team with a subpar defense. He has been asked to do that repeatedly over the last decade plus.
Jim brought up a good point, Jim Louth, yesterday.
2014 totally was the one year you can look at.
Totally forgot about Jeremy Hill. Totally forgot about Jeremy Hill. Jeremy Hill is supposed to be your boom back. That between the tackles, plowed up in there, dropped the shoulder, and didn't happen. So you got to fix that. You got to get other guys to step into that role. Then he had issues with Burkhead. Not making excuses, but Sony Michel is a little bit of a breakaway type guy. You know, he's not, and that's a frustrating thing for me is the lowering of the shoulder. He has good leg turn. Like, he can run through tackles when he's up high. It's just that stuff in the middle. He's got to figure out how to at least minimally get 1 yard. You know what I'm saying? When nothing's there. When you get hit, you've got to be carry and fall forward for at least a yard. When you get stood up in a hole on first and goal at the 4.
So on second
down, that's killer.
So second down at the end of the game, when he gets stopped for no
stopped
gain.
Stopped moving his legs. He got hit, stood straight up.
Straight up, and the play was over.
And you know what gets...
That's not the sign of a great running
part
back.
Of what gets going for him. I wonder if they... You know, you pounded in a young guy, okay? He's had fumbling issues at Georgia. Ivan, make sure this freaking kid doesn't fumble. So you're telling him the whole time, don't fumble the ball, protect the ball, protect the ball. And then when you cover the ball with two hands, it's just, it's hard to be, I don't know, nimble.
Fred is in Norwood today. What's up, Fred?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi.
First off, I don't know if you really caught this, but Zoe said Pittsburgh's not stupid earlier. They might be the stupidest football team in the league, in my opinion. So, anyway, don't you think it's crazy that Gronk, as bad as we think he's been and as many games as he's missed, if he has three more games like he did this Sunday, he's going to make some of those incentives back. Isn't that nuts? I mean, he's only like...
I think they're pretty unattainable.
I don't think so. I mean, he's touchdowns. If he has like
for a whole month of season.
Doesn't he have to be top five in touchdowns, receptions, yards? I think he can get all three of those if he has Gronk-type games for the next three games.
I mean,
tight end stats are pretty crappy. The top five tight end in touchdowns has like four or five touchdowns.
$3.3 million in incentives by achieving three. He needs three of the following four things, according to Schefter's story back in August. $1.1 million for 70 or more catches. How many catches does he have? Don't look at it. Hold on. Give me 1 second.
30-some?
He's not going to get 70 unless he gets, 15 catches a game for the next 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay?
Not hitting that one.
Okay. He has to get three of the four, I believe. 80% playing time. Can't get that.
Missed over a whole month.
$1.1 million for nine or more touchdown catches. Not doing that.
Unless he catches fire, to his point.
He's got two touchdowns? Nobody has?
Three.
One, two, three.
Three, okay. So he would need two touchdowns a game for the next 3 weeks. You see that happening for him?
No.
Okay.
Sorry. Do you hear that?
$1.1 million for 1,085 receiving yards. He's not going to do that either. Those are the four incentives. Which one of those do we think he can hit?
He could get the 1,085.
What's he at yards?
It's like 120 a game or 130 a game. That's a lot, though.
He's currently at receiving yards.
450. So he's going to 150 a game. No, he's not going to get that.
He's not getting that. Yeah. Do you have him at 637?
Yes.
Yeah. He's not. That means he would need to pick up, over 400 yards in the next three. He's not doing it. It's it. He's not. None of these incentives are attainable. They're all gone. Ofer.
Wow.
So that is crazy to think.
Yeah. I don't know where that call's gone.
Craig is in Norton.
I think we said that 2 weeks ago. He's not getting
it. Hi. I think the hi. How you guys doing?
Good.
I think the Patriots will beat the Pittsburgh, and I'm basing this on the silver lining that if you look at the total season, the Patriots are basically 5-0 against playoff teams or the top third of the league, and then they're 2-2 against the middle, and they're 2-2 against the worst team. So the Patriots play up to their competition.
Yeah, down to the lower. Yes,
exactly. So if you look at it that way, they have a good chance of beating Pittsburgh, and then on top of that, I know it sounds crazy, but they could still get the one seed as long as the Chargers beat the Chiefs, and then the Chiefs could lose to the Seahawks.
The inside track.
And then if the Chargers get a loss by the Chiefs after beating them, they could be in the position to get the number one seed, as Zoe just said.
Well, I think the Patriots will get that over the Chargers as long as the Chargers get one more loss, which they could to the Ravens or Broncos based on the tiebreakers because, the Patriots have all those wins against higher teams, so and the Chargers lost to good teams. So
talking about the number one seed would be in play today if
they had won.
If they had won.
And did the seed talk last week. You know why?
I mean, because then
you wanted
game.
To
you're
do
two
it before.
Games behind Kansas City. You're not getting one.
So I'm going to tell you the conversation that we had last week before we did the show a week ago today, right here, was let's do the seeding talk because it may not be there in a week or two.
Remember, we had
so let's do it while we
right.
can do
we had,
it.
We had fun with Houston.
We said let's have fun with the seeds.
Right.
Let's admit that we're getting way ahead of ourselves and do it anyway. And we did.
Yeah.
We got ahead of ourselves.
Best case scenario.
The Patriots
as
lost.
Two. Best case scenario as a two is having Houston be the one, because then the way everything
you don't get to, you don't get to talk about seeds after you lose a game at Miami. You just don't get to.
We're not doing seed talk this week.
A new rule: you don't get to talk about seeding after you lose like that. Not allowed.
Oh man!
Do it after you have a great win, like the way they did against Minnesota.
Chiefs.
That's the time for that.
Chiefs have Chargers, Seahawks, Raiders at Seahawks.
I got a number of topics I think we should get to today, if you don't mind, including a college football topic that I know
I like football.
Will Grier.
I love Will Grier.
You love Will Grier.
Will
You're
Grier.
A big fan of Will Grier.
I want Will Grier to be the next guy here.
The Virginia Mountaineers. West Virginia Mountaineers.
Yeah. Tom, if you don't play Country Road coming back, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, the good old like blue and yellow uniforms of West Virginia. Morgantown. We talked about Morgantown a couple of weeks ago. So
yep.
You went on a recruiting trip there. They're getting ready to play.
Oh, it's a good time.
They're getting ready to play in a bowl game. And
what's the name of the bowl?
A camping bowl, I believe.
Yes. Good bowl.
Camping bowl? Camping something bowl?
You know what you get? Nice pop-up tent. Pitch a tent right there.
Camping World Bowl. Yeah, it's sponsored by Camping World. Those big stores that sell all the camping supplies. They're getting ready for the Camping World Bowl, and their quarterback is going to skip the game. Let's talk about that coming back right after.
I carried your ass all year. You know where he's heading. He's a guaranteed first round
pick. Oh, that's what it is. You get all the credit for carrying the team all year.
Don't pull scholarships.
But get none of the responsibility of having to be the guy who carries the team all year.
Boy, you're really angry about this.
I hate it.
You're
so
overreactive.
I think it sucks. I think it's a horrible thing. That's
he's
about
top three. He's
I think
top
it's a horrible trend we're about to see in college sports with these prima donna players that just want to do whatever is in their best interest at the end. Oh, no, I'll play against the good teams or the games that are going to, you know, be on national television. But when it comes to actually proving something as an athlete, like sports character-wise, I just bail. It's not convenient for me. I wouldn't draft those guys, and I would grill this guy on the decision if I were on an NFL team trying to figure out if you want him to be your guy.
Yeah, because you're going to be sitting there with a position as a team to
many
pick
times,
him and say, boy, this guy wants to play at the next level. This guy wants to protect himself. This guy wants us to take him.
Well, he wants to protect himself. Does that apply when he's on a rookie deal? Because now the draft, you know, is slotted and you get rookie deals now. That
and
are
you get to control these guys for 5 years.
Does that mean in years 3 and 4 of a rookie deal, he's going to protect himself and then not play to maybe get his next deal, make sure he doesn't hurt himself? Because I remember a young quarterback here that we sort of got on for not wanting to play through injuries or may not have been tough enough or willing enough.
Garoppolo.
Yeah. So, and what did we do in that situation? What did we say? Get out there and play. And the coaches were pissed at him for not playing. That happened. So what? That doesn't apply when you're not yet in the league? Well, how far does you protecting yourself go, kid? How far does that go? You get a bump and bruise. Do you not play
the
next week?
They take him in
because
April or May.
In the NFL, we play through injury. And we play when it may not be convenient for us to play.
Yeah.
Or it may not be beneficial to you personally.
They pick him in May. I wouldn't waste 2 seconds thinking about him not playing in this game. Period. Does him no good to play in this game.
It knocks him down a peg for me, but
absolutely.
I think the Patriots have such a good relationship with Holgorsen in West Virginia, they'll get enough information out of him to know whether or not to draft him.
Yeah.
But it's such a bad sign.
Who's he? Did he commit to an agent yet, or can't you legally do it?
Remember AJ McCarron skipped the Senior Bowl and said, I've done enough. I've done all I needed to do
show
me. And nobody had an issue with that.
Who didn't throw at the combine?
No. But you know who replaced McCarron? In the Senior Bowl, Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, how'd that work out?
Got on the radar and was so much better off for it. AJ McCarron skipped it. Now, I know Will Grier's going to the Senior Bowl, but it's the same point.
Yeah. But you're around NFL people there. See, that's the thing. He wants to be around. He's already said, I'm an NFL guy, so I'm going to play in a game where there's going to be an NFL-based head coach. There's going to be scouts there. It's all NFL. It's an NFL-related game.
Apparently his left tackle is skipping the game, too.
Oh, good.
Oh,
no.
All Big 12 left
tackle. Let's do it. Let's do the whole team.
How big is he?
Just have the whole team opt out. It's not, what do they have to gain from it, though? What do any of those guys have to gain?
Health. You remain healthy.
No, by playing.
Oh.
What do they have to gain by playing?
I don't know. You get a bowl trophy? Get a bowl ring?
All right. Everyone skip it, then. Everyone skip bowl games. Forget it.
Back out of it. Back out of the
game. All the players just don't play anymore. Tell your schools you're not going to play in the bowl game.
How about
anymore.
That, though, too?
Tell your teammates, tell your coaches, tell everybody, no, I don't do bowl games.
It's a great spot for Holgorsen, too, because now, okay, you know, we look at it with Baker Mayfield. He wins the Heisman at Oklahoma. Boom. Kyler Murray steps in. He wins the Heisman. That's what Lincoln Riley, where his stock goes up, because, wow, this guy can coach anybody. Holgorsen's probably like, yes, this is great. Okay, I got 4 weeks to get this next kid ready. He goes out there and throws for 404 scores. Holgerson's name, right up on the list of coaches.
Oh, yeah, no, people in West Virginia love it because they get to see the next quarterback.
Exactly.
They're loving it. I just read an article about that. This is a blessing in disguise that he's skipping the Senior Bowl because now they get to see the next guy.
I don't care what the
now you get a peek and then you can attach how you go on recruit kids. Yeah.
I don't really care what the homers at West Virginia care about.
Rednecks.
Whatever they are rednecks. In Morgantown.
Yeah. Oh, they're rednecks.
617-779-0985.
Got a gun. They'd be like, oh, permit carry gun, permit carry three guns.
Ugly trend beginning in college football with players skipping their bowl games. Just get rid of them then. Opt out of the bowl games. Everyone just quit.
How's it called? They
Everyone pissed. Quit the team.
Are they pissed at Will Greer?
617.
How did the bowl game do for Vince Young's draft status?
Oh, I think it went pretty well for Vince you think? Young.
Oh, it did great for him. Houston just passed right by him and said, we'll take Mario Williams instead. Thanks, Vince. And Vince went to tank. I watched that special.
A late first-round pick, maybe second-round pick, and he was in the top 10.
617-779-0985. Throw this into the mix. Yes. We'll also get to the Baseball Hall of Fame today because, wow, that place is quickly becoming a joke, and it's really the only Hall of Fame
that matters. Better start expanding, huh?
It's the only one that matters. We'll get to that coming up in a little bit. We'll get to your calls on Will Greer next.
You know how many bowl games there are? I mean, it is amazing how many there are on there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Sports Hub headlines.
Celtics beat the Pelicans 113-100 last night. A lot of guys not out there. Kyrie Irving, Gordon Hayward, Al Horford, they all sat out. But guys like Jaylen Brown stepped up for Coach Brad Stevens.
You know, I think he's a guy that can go on runs. And, you know, I think he was excited to play better. And so when he got back in, he went nuts there for a little bit and separated the game for us. And the big turnaround with out of the timeout, the multiple threes, I just thought he did a lot of good things.
19 points overall for Jaylen Brown last night. That's win number 6 in a row for the Celtics. They'll visit Washington tomorrow night. Bruins are home tonight to take on the Coyotes. They could win a third straight. Things go their way. Judd Surratt and Bob Beers will have the pregame starting at 6:30. Here on the Bruins Radio Network, driven by the award-winning Honda Accord. Seahawks over the Vikings last night, 21-7. That puts a bow on NFL Week 14. Patriots preparing for their visit to the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday afternoon. Headlines are brought to you by U.S. Marker Board. If you're a contractor in need of a Division 10 or 12 supplier, U.S. Marker Board is your solution with whiteboards, glassboards, and more. USMarkerBoard.com. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Get your headlines anytime on your Alexa voice-activated speaker or right here in 30 minutes.
Zolak and Bertrand are live from Gillette Stadium, sponsored by the Massachusetts Pirates. You can hear the podcast of Zolak and Bertrand on the podcast page of 98.5thesportshub.com.
Greer in the gun. Greer, quarterback run.
Holding here today, so. Woo! I'd have to bring those heaters that we bring to Warrior into this room.
You can hang meat in here, or else you can bring your glass down and we'll professionally cut your glass for you. A little hotter hooter in here. Nipply.
Yeah, Nipply. 617-779-0985. Mixing in both Patriots calls and Will Greer. We'll go to Joe in the car on Will Greer. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, I think this is the stupidity of the NCAA. I mean, they're not budging on these kids who put their lives on the line. This kid's smart. I agree with Zoe. He's got a payday looking in front of him. He'll be set for the rest of his life.
He's a potential franchise-type quarterback coming out. System guy.
Yeah. You know? The NCAA has these kids putting, you know, working for nothing, and then these colleges make millions off of them.
He's a JUCO guy, too.
Okay, but then that's an argument to not play at all. I mean, that's an argument to quit halfway through the season when you're a high prospect. Just quit halfway through.
No, that doesn't make sense. No,
he's looking at a second tier
playoff game. Heck with that. Plus, you just said he's losing his left tackle. I mean, he's going to get creamed. He's looking at millions of dollars guaranteed money.
He was looking at millions of dollars guaranteed money 3-4 months ago, so why keep playing? As you just said.
Here's the problem.
As you said, Joe, when they go out there, the NCAA is not paying them, and all they're doing is putting themselves at risk. You know, so that same argument applies to the entire season.
No, it doesn't. The logic doesn't.
Why not?
The logic doesn't.
Tell me why not.
Because if he was playing for, like, first place, if he was in the in the playoffs, you stick it out, man. You go for it. But this is a different scenario.
You're going to the camping bowl, and it's the whole Francesa point. There's too many damn bowls, and all you're doing is his school again is going to make millions upon millions on his stupid bowl game where he's not going to get any cut from.
Fact. 18, it's a 19, fact. It's a 20, very unfair 21, system. I don't agree with you. I don't
disagree.
What? 24. Oh, there he is.
All right. We got to stop playing those now.
Well, not when we're talking.
Yeah, I know. I totally agree. The NCAA, the institutions that make it up, they all suck. All of them. They all benefit from what the athletes are doing for the
He's giving
schools.
You everything he can give
I don't
you.
Disagree with that.
Yep.
But that then is an argument to not participate at all.
I watch the kid a lot this year. He's the real deal. I love him. I hope they pick him. I don't think they're going to take a first rounder, but God, if this kid falls into the two, do what you did with Garoppolo. Take the kid. Pray to God he falls down top of the second round. That's your sweet spot. I wouldn't think twice about this in May. I'd be doing backflips. They take him.
Jim in Lexington. Hi, Jim.
Yeah, Greer's a wuss. He just doesn't want to face the orange defense. it's ridiculous.
Who do you this like
guy,
on that?
Syracuse guy, Jim.
Break down that Syracuse defense. Who's the big guy front?
They got the whole front.
The whole front, right? Yeah.
All right, Jim. He's afraid of the orange. He's afraid of Cuse. John is in the car. Hi, John.
Hey, so I hate to do this, but you've just been taken off my short list as a GM candidate.
Who?
You are.
Oh, I'm out of Cleveland.
Can't be in Cleveland
anymore. You're just out because character is important. West Virginia's invested in this kid. The fans have invested in this kid. The networks have invested in this kid. And provided him a platform to perhaps become a number one pick in the first round, or maybe, as you say, top of the second round. But you can't have people without character in your team. He's letting down an enormity of fans, and it's really what's wrong with sport today.
This kid's actually married with a kid. Actually, got a girl pregnant, actually married the woman, and has raised this kid through college.
A hero.
Well, I've heard... I play a lot of guys that don't do that.
What a guy.
I played a lot of guys that don't do that and turn their back. So if you want to kill his tech character for that.
I'm not talking about his real-life character, though.
That's character
to me. I'm talking
about
his competitiveness.
You're wiping ass in college and changing
diapers.
Your
character as a member of a team. Member of a team.
What do you think? I bet everybody in the team would run through a wall for that guy. I'll watch him play. I don't see him do it. You know what Baker Mayfield
did? You know we're finding out, so?
Baker Mayfield went
and
did this.
He won't run through a wall for them.
You
know, that's what we're finding out here.
This was the problem that we were watching with Baker Mayfield at the end. Hey, take the helmet off, go in front of the student section, and raise his hands up while his whole team's down there celebrating, and he was doing everything from an individual standpoint. I'll go grab the Oklahoma flag, and I'll stick it in the West Virginia, you know, all for show. Right?
You guys are only my teammates when it's convenient for me. Yeah, that's what Will Greer is saying.
Kid's
that's
character for not playing.
Yeah, I will. I will rip his sports character, not his real life, who he is as a human being.
I wonder who the agent
that's
is.
That's not what it is. It's about who are you as a teammate. And it's more important at that position in this sport and at the NFL level than any other position on the field. Your quarterback is your everything.
I hope he blows
in this league, in the NFL,
bowl.
It decides whether you're a winner or a loser. That's what that position is. The Patriots have been fortunate to have the ultimate team guy, ultimate competitor, ultimate guy that wants to be out there for every single play, every single snap. That's the guy the Patriots have. So that's the model that everybody should be chasing. That's the guy everybody should try to be. Be Tom Brady. The guy's a lunatic, and I mean that in the best way possible. Football maniac. Would never skip a game like that, ever. I know that he wasn't in that position.
Of course not. He had to play in those games.
But knowing who that guy is, if he was in that position, I can't imagine he would not play. Can't imagine that would be the case. Let's go to Joe and Revered. Zoe's buddy.
My man.
Got a thought on the loss on Sunday. Joe, let's go.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Got to go quick, Joe.
Good, Joe. How are you?
I understand we got to go quick. Happy holidays to everybody, number one.
Happy holidays to you, Joe.
Number two, I just wish they would have went for it and let the time run down. They would have had the ball on the 2-yard line. Then
why
they would have had to go 99 yards.
Forget the extra point.
Forget the field goal.
You know, they snapped that ball about 21 seconds.
The field goal didn't mean nothing.
Yeah.
What the field goal mean? Right?
Field goal, if you went for it there and didn't get it, field goal would have beaten you.
The same
That's
point,
what that meant.
The same point you made yesterday.
Oh, God.
I've already gone over it. You don't have to drive 95.
You know what I love?
You don't have to drive the whole length of the field to get a field goal if you only need a field goal to win.
You know, I love the
Dolphins.
the Sonny Michel run around for 21 seconds one. I love that one. That one is my favorite from yesterday.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Absolutely nuts.
Yeah.
617-779-0985. Speaking of, you know, we're talking about character stuff. I actually do want to mention something about real world character. If we could take a quick moment to do that, that is coming up next.
You can hear the podcast of Zolak and Bertrand on the podcast page of 985thesportshub.com. Here's Owen Beadle from Gillette Stadium, sponsored by the Massachusetts Pirates. 985 The Sports Hub.
If you'd allow me for a moment here, Zoe, to mention a real-world thing, because we typically don't do real-world things on this show. It's more of, you know, the sandbox of life, if you will, as we all sit here and gripe about a Patriots game and a loss.
Or a guy not electing not to play.
Too. Right. Yeah. Or a guy who's electing not to play in a football game.
Up in arms over it.
Yeah. I'm sure by now most people have seen the story that happened over the weekend in Worcester. A firefighter was killed battling a 5-alarm fire, and he passed away. He actually died fighting this fire on Sunday, early morning on Sunday in Worcester. Single father, Christopher Roy was his name, leaves behind a 9-year-old daughter. It's absolutely devastating. It's a heartbreaking story. I just wanted to say that the union, the firefighters union in Worcester, has set up a fund to support his 9-year-old daughter that he leaves behind. And obviously, it's just a horror. There's
set us on the bus going to the game on Sunday. Everybody started finding out about it. It's horrific.
These stories are always awful. You know, every time it happens, it's awful, and you feel awful about it. And, you know, I just think there's something about this time of year that makes it especially awful.
It's a little 9-year-old kid heading into Christmas, and now has lost the only parent they have.
And it's exactly. I mean, everything you just said.
I have a 9-year-old. I couldn't even.
Can you imagine?
No. And it's just like, you almost tears you up. I mean,
So the Worcester Firefighters Union has set up a fund, a memorial fund, to support his 9-year-old daughter. And from what I read in the Globe yesterday, she's going to be cared for by his parents, who she's very close with and spends a lot of time with to begin with, because this is a 36-year-old guy, firefighter, you know, working two jobs, making ends meet, trying to live in a good neighborhood and send his kids to good schools, and he died on Sunday fighting a fire. So I just wanted to get this information out there in case anybody wanted to support this. And I know that locally most people have probably heard or seen about this already, but I know we have, just based on our calls yesterday, so many people that maybe are originally from here but are out of state now. So that information, and we'll post it on Twitter and Facebook as well. They've set it up. It's for Ava Roy, his 9-year-old daughter. It's the Ava Roy Fund. You can mail it directly to the Worcester Fire Department Credit Union. That's 34 Glennie Street, Worcester, Mass. 01605. That's the Worcester Fire Department Credit Union, 34 Glennie Street in Worcester. And you just make it out to the Ava Roy Fund. It's all going to support her going forward in life. I mean, it's just a tremendous loss. I can't imagine how his family feels about this. And, I mean, I just know for people that didn't even know him, know how awful they feel. That this happened over the weekend in Worcester. So I just wanted to share that today because, I mean, that's the real world stuff, you know? Stuff we don't typically do. But
give it out again one more time, because if people are in a car, obviously you can't. You know,
right. And again, like I said, we'll post it on social media.
Yeah,
so
real quick here.
If you can't write it down, Ava Roy Fund. Ava Roy Fund is where you send it to. You make a check out to them. You can, again, send it to the Worcester Fire Department Credit Union, 34 Glennie Street, Worcester, Mass. 01605.
GLENNIE. Glennie.
Correct. Awful, awful story. Heartbreaking story. So I just wanted to make a mention of that today. If you don't mind, we can go back to fighting about football games.
Sure.
which is never an easy thing to do after talking about something like that. 617-779-0985 is the telephone number. Let's go to John in Stoughton, who's been hanging on. John, what's up?
Well, I want to talk about the Patriots, but I just want to say that Will Greer needs to stop, you know, boo-hooing, get his bum ass out there. He needs to stop being a little kitty cat. But, you know, Patriots, you know, last year, the way that Steelers game ended, they're going to come out here. They got a grudge against this team. And, you know, I mean, the way we lost, of course, but they got James Conner coming back, and he's one of the best backs in the league. I mean, how do you think this defense is going to hold up against that Steelers running game?
Probably pretty good, because we don't expect them to hold up. It's like they do one or the other. They do the opposite of what you anticipate them to do. I agree with you. I think we're heading into Hornets Nest this week. Best thing that could happen was them beating the Raiders last week, because it kind of takes a little sting off it. But they're going to be pissed. They got a quarterback. It's a veteran. That place can be amped up. It's 425. It's national. It's a game of the day. It's a tough spot for New England. Pittsburgh's must win. Pittsburgh's got to win out. They already got five losses, and they have a tie. So, I mean, they've done everything they can do to almost.
They're reeling right now, man. They're going to get back in the win column, those Steelers.
I really thought they showed something. Now, I know Jacksonville's having a bad year, but the way that Jacksonville game went, I'm thinking, oh, my God, they finally figured a way to turn us around, and that was going to springboard them on some sort of big run, and it hasn't. Bad loss in Denver. Quarterback killed you. Stupid loss out in Oakland. And now you got a team coming in that, hey, remember what Tomlin called them? Them a-holes, they'll be ready. Those a-holes are coming in. Let's get ready for them. They don't like you. You don't like them. There's going to be a lot of juice for this game. And Pittsburgh, those guys are front-running, man. When they get up, it's taunt. It's talk crap. It's wave the towels. It's like stand on the bench. They turns into a zoo down there. And you don't want to be in a zoo down there. You want to control the clock. You want to protect the football.
Zoe sounds a little scared of what they're about to go into on Sunday.
I'm kind of picking Pittsburgh this week.
Oh, just dropping that on us here.
This team has not shown me that they could nail it down on the road, man.
So can by that process.
This is a moment we just
had
here.
The Steelers aren't good. The Patriots are going to get beat by the Pittsburgh. So are the Patriots not good?
I'm not doing that. I'm not doing
no, I get what he's saying. The Patriots have not been their best version of themselves on the road.
You said you're a bad road team.
Wow. You're a bad road team, period. Pittsburgh's at home at 4:30. It's dark. That place is going to be lit. They play well at home. They play in front of those damn fans.
So we're going to be sitting here week 17 rooting for the Jaguars to upset the Texans to get their bye.
Wow. Potentially.
I was not expecting you to do that. Because I am not picking the Steelers this week.
You went okay.
I am picking.
You should have won.
I'm in the rare spot of being a positive guy on this show.
You should have won that game last week by 13 points or more.
Yeah.
Okay. You're not getting your ass beat down there. That was the start to put up or shut up type. Okay, we got two big road games here. We gotta nail the division down in Miami and gear us up for Pittsburgh. I've been telling you that for weeks. Got to find a way to get into Pittsburgh 10-2. Because I think Pittsburgh would pack it in. Now all of a sudden, Pittsburgh's like, oh, Dolphins beat them. We lost. Screw that. I guarantee you this. Pittsburgh doesn't think once about that freaking Raider game. You know what Tomlin did? Probably got a shovel and a football and said, here's what we will do. We will dig a hole to place the ball into, to cover it and bury it. We will not refer to it. Let's get ready for them a-holes. That's what he will do. And they'll all fall in line.
So up until
today, it's a tough spot.
Up until today, you thought the Patriots would win in Pittsburgh. And now being in the building today, now you think they're going to lose in Pittsburgh.
That's nothing to do with being in Billy.
Just
you start talking about this game and how the weekend unraveled and what Pittsburgh's situation is. They're a desperate team. Normally in this league, when you have a desperate team and they're playing at home and you need it, which teams usually win in this league? Those. Their back's against the wall here. They got talent. They got a hell of a lot more talent on offense than what you saw last week. Please.
Well, we got to pick out a zone before noontime on Tuesday on the game this week.
I said that's what I'm trending.
Oh.
I still got four. You got 4 days. Talk me out of it.
You're talking to the coach today, right?
Talking to coach
today. I want to see how you feel tomorrow.
Okay.
But if you had to pick right now.
Coach doesn't tell me anything. What do I do?
No, you usually get a vibe, though.
Huh?
You usually get a good vibe. Oh, you have a good vibe coming back from that, usually.
He's got a vibe.
Damn.
617-779.
I don't like my vibe right now.
0985. Headline. Zoe picks Steelers.
Shut up, Beetle. Headlines. Don't you put words in my mouth.
No commercials here. Here's Hardy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.